Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I am your guest host, Chris Alvarado. Yes, that, Kevin Pollak. Yeah, what's that? I too am shocked at the amount of work that I do not book, considering all of my experience, my looks, and my connections. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, say hello to Jackie Gonzalez DeRuthi, electric eel of the East Side. Is your husband a good dancer?
Yeah, he is. We used to like go out dancing a lot before, you know, the pandemic hit. What do you do? But we have a great, I should show it somehow for the Patreon. But we have a great photo from a wedding, from someone else's wedding that like that bride framed for me. And it's us just like dancing nasty on the dance floor.
I love the idea of you and your husband dancing. No, that sounds weird. I love the idea of watching Pat Babbitt dance nasty is all I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I just dropped his name. Oh, look over there, everybody. It is James Heaney, Vixen of Venice. Are you a good swimmer?
I'm an excellent swimmer. When I was in high school, I beat the state champion in a swimming race, but I never actually competed myself. But in all fairness, he said that it was because I wasn't using whatever forms they have to do, and I used the side of the pool to push off. There was a whole bunch of things that made me a cheater. All I remember was I beat him. So that was that.
James, I love this as a movie idea where like, the professional swimmer with all, you know, the I don't know if there's swim gear, and then you, the roughneck, right? Just coming in, just like natural born abilities.
Yeah, I'm still friends with him. I should find out what exactly it was. I broke some sort of rules where he was like, well, yeah, you beat me, but you, like, when you're doing swim races, you're not allowed to just do whatever you want to get to the other side. It's like, well, that's how I roll. Sorry.
Speaking of rolling, can we please welcome Gary Anthony Williams?
You must have read about me doing that tuck and roll competition when I was 8.
That's right. Viper of the Valley.
Yep.
Can you name a comedy hero of yours growing up?
Growing up, comedy hero? I don't know if he was comedy, but Rich Little, I used to love to watch do impersonations.
Mm.
Rich Little was his name, and he did, man, that man, he could open his mouth, yep. And you expected his sound to come out of his mouth, but it sounded like somebody else had got in his mouth. Have you heard, by the way, Chris, I have a movie called Baby Is You Talking that's going to be coming out this fall, and it's like, I can hear my baby talking, and I think my baby can hear my baby talking, but I can't. I don't know if other people can hear my baby talking. It's called Baby Is You Talking.
Okay, terrific. So, thank you. Uh-huh. We'll look out for that.
Baby? And I say this a lot in it. Baby? Is you talking? I say it a lot. I say it a lot in the movie.
And last, but let James handle your tech if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Many mumbling Miami mice. Quieres?
Nothing.
Okay.
Got it all.
I mean, nada?
Nada. Actually, okay. I'll take, you know, this is something really personal. I don't really bring this up, but.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. We could have stopped at nothing.
I do want for one thing, and it's kind of universal wanted. Well, it's no, Jackie, it's not definition inside my bicep. No, that's not what I want. What I do want is I want my feet removed and I want ice skates.
All right, let's do a damn show. So all of our scene suggestions are gathered from listeners' emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our new email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Okay, this is exciting for me. Okay, I love this first scene suggestion. It comes from Patreon alchemaniac Joseph, who simply wrote, pharmacy. Let's go.
Number five, please.
That's me. David?
Yeah, Dave.
We went to high school together.
Hey, yeah, I know where we went together. Hey, how you doing, girl?
I'm doing pretty well. You look amazing.
You know, the doctors can't figure out what it is. They checked my muscle definition yesterday. They said I have the muscle definition of someone at least 3 years younger than me. They said my bone structure is, I'm going to read this to you now. Your bone structure is stellar. What can I do for you, baby girl? You look, your hair looks literally the same as the last time I saw you.
It actually stopped growing after high school. It was weird, but I saved a lot of money on haircuts.
It picked a perfect place to stop growing, I tell you that right now.
Oh my gosh.
Carol Ann, what can I do for you? I'm a pharmacist now, girl.
I have a rash.
Mm-hmm. Where is it? What part of your body?
It's like lower tummy.
Show it.
It's pretty low.
Just step into the.
So what do you mean? Are you like dating now? I mean, that seems like you went to like third base quick.
It was honestly incredible. And like usually the rash is super, super painful, but it felt like his hands on there. It felt like, maybe it's because I haven't been touched in 10 years, or maybe it was like an electric connection. I don't know.
I think it sounds like an electric connection. Yeah.
I saw him that once at that guy's funeral, that guy that was on the football team. And then it was like a really hard hit to the
Braxton.
Head.
Oh, Braxton.
Yeah, Braxton. I saw him at that funeral and I was too like nervous to say hi. I thought maybe he wouldn't know me. And then he's rubbing lotion on my... I mean, let's be real.
Yeah, no.
Outer uterus? It's like almost that, you know?
And so like he did this right there in front of everybody?
He took me to the back room.
Okay, you know where you go to get the flu shot? That seems weird.
All right, students, pay attention to the screen.
I was just talking to some
students.
Students.
You cannot spell the word studious without mostly spelling students. Please listen. On the screen, you'll see if, I'm sorry, Mr. McCarthy, did I hear a moan from you or a sigh?
I'm sorry. This is boring. When am I ever going to need the human body?
Number one, you're using it right now. Look around you. Everybody in here has a human body. Today, we're going to study not only the inner uterus,
Mr. McCarthy?
Yes.
I could make an argument that I actually don't have a human body. Because when I was 4, something happened to me. I was taken up into the moon, and I came back not myself.
All right, then. Class is officially dismissed.
Wait, hold on. No, some of us are here to learn.
Too late. Not too late to learn now. She's been taken up unto the moon. And she can prove she doesn't have a human body. That means what I was about to teach you about the inner and outer uterus is absolutely useful. Classes are joined. Go do whatever you students normally do.
Classes are joined?
So, Sena.
excuse me. I'm looking for a pharmacist that can... is there somebody that can help me with a private mission?
Did you take a number? I'm waiting.
I didn't take a number. I'm sorry. I've got a 15-minute work break. And then I'd have to use my lunch break, which is 30 minutes, but I take that for personal time. So I'm just trying to sneak
in. Number four.
No, that's not true. You're not like you can't be number four.
Shut the fuck up.
Ouch. This is important.
Okay. Can I help you? How can I help you?
Listen, I've got there's a rash. And it's itchy.
He's off today.
What?
I know you're looking for, and he's off today.
Well, can you make
put the
magic
creme
happen?
On my hand, and then the creme on your rash, and you feel electricity? Uh-huh. He's off today.
I'll have one filet mignon, and can I get the side of the mashed potatoes?
Of course, yeah. Would you like the mashed potatoes cooked?
Mashed?
Medium rare? How would you like your potatoes?
I'm sorry, you talking to me? I'm sorry, I thought you were still talking to Carol Ann.
Please, David. Sorry.
How would I like my, I'm sorry. I literally got lost in her eyes, and I could not use Google or Waze to get out of them.
I love that. You know what's so great? I when I dropped off the water, you looked a little older. You look a little younger right now.
I literally just came from the doctor, like right before.
He goes a lot.
I go a lot to make sure everything is fine. The doctor says that I'm a little younger than I was yesterday. You know that song, I Love You More Today Than Yesterday, not as much as tomorrow?
Uh-huh.
Somehow that applies. Let's see, how do I want my potatoes?
Oh my God, Brianne, don't look now, but my ex is sitting at that table over there. The pharmacist?
Oh my God.
Yeah, we only had relations in the office, and now he's like out in public.
That's illegal.
I asked for it.
Did you work at the pharmacy?
Well, no, I had a problem with my butt problem.
No.
I never told you about my butt.
Oh my God.
No. Okay. Hi, can we get two more?
I'm sorry. The card was declined.
Two more, please.
Hi. I'm just going to need another card before
Why did you run the card before we were done?
We always do that when it's over $300.
Are we past $300 already?
Well past. I'm going to need another card.
Excuse me. What is that gentleman ordering over there? The one in the lab coat who looks younger than he actually is.
He ordered a rare mashed potatoes.
Oh my God. He would.
I'm going to need another card.
So. I'll give you a card if you can give him this note from me. Thank you very much.
All right.
And I'll give you a card when you come
back.
Hold
on. I need a card now. And I just want, for the record, we do not take Discover. So.
Could you bring the card we gave you back? And then I can just call the number and maybe I'll just straighten it out with the bank.
Excuse me. I'm almost done washing my hands. You can just wait a little bit for the sink.
It's just that there's only one sink, so if I could just slide in next to you.
But I'm almost done, so when I'm done, you can...
Rash?
You can take... Excuse me?
I'm sorry I didn't say anything.
It sounded like you just said rash.
That's
like I have a rash. And
why would I say that? Okay.
I don't know, to try to nag me? Ma'am?
Your friend left. I'm going to need your card when you come out.
They need you outside of the bathroom.
I'll lock the door for a little privacy. I know what you're up to.
You're really close to me. Who are you?
Did you just censor yourself? I'll tell you.
Yes.
I am. Okay?
Okay.
I'm your worst nightmare.
Did you just censor yourself?
Well, that's what we're doing, right?
Okay, fine. Why?
Where did he touch you?
What?
Where did he touch you?
My father?
That's wild. Yeah, so, I mean, we're just celebrating our anniversary, right? You pop over here, you get the mashed potatoes. We got the mashed potatoes too, right? And I'm just thinking to myself, that we got to know this guy.
I got mine rare. Excuse me. My lady friend went to the restroom just a moment ago. Is it all right if you have your wife go to the restroom and check on my lady friend?
Oh, I don't. I mean, do you want to do that, Shireen?
I don't want to go to the restroom.
You know what? I got some here. Here, take these little pills. It'll make it run out of you. All right, you're gonna need to go. All right, it always helps me out.
Okay.
Now back to this mashed potato.
I understand you, and you understand me.
I'm looking in a mirror.
Oh, somebody's locked the door.
Next to a mirror. But I'm not looking into the actual physical mirror. I'm looking at you and you're reflecting a version of me.
The door's locked.
That's exactly...
Ma'am, just step away. I'm waiting for a card.
That's exactly how I feel. Now, I want to make something perfectly clear. He's a good man.
Yes.
$60,000. And I got this RV... Uh-huh. For 42 grand. All right. Don't tell me I know how to make a deal.
Forgive me. let me step back. You're talking fast and this is great. The normal price was 60,000.
Yeah.
But somehow you were able to finagle a deal for 42,000?
$42,000.
That's a savings of 18.
Because the rash was inside.
Exactly. And mine, although being outside physically, yeah. This is inside. Emergency.
Yeah.
Excuse me, ma'am. You either need to enter the bathroom, you need to go back to your table, because right now it's a massive fire hazard. Well, you are blocking the kitchen.
I'm waiting, Tiff. I'm waiting for a woman to come out with a card, so it's all right.
I'll go back to my table.
Excuse me.
I'll go back to my table.
Don't just tiff me, Greg. Don't just tiff me. I'm just trying to make this smooth operating.
Tiff, you're just floating around like you're supposed to do roll ups.
Those pills really are working, but the bathroom's locked.
And this is what's nuts, right? So,
honey,
I'm on the 16th hole. Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on, brother. I love your stories. I love them because they all have a number in them, and I love that about them. Hold on. Did you say that the bathroom is locked?
The bathroom's locked, and those pills really do make it go straight through you, and it's an emergency at this point.
Excuse me, my new friend. This is trouble. You can walk with me and keep talking with me if you want, yeah, but we're going to the bathroom. I'm getting my lady friend out of there.
So I want the best for you.
I want you to shine like the stars, brighter than the moon, surrounded by the sun.
Hey, knock, knock, knock. Hey, knock, knock, knock.
That's him.
That sounds like David.
Caroline, hey. You in there?
David!
I'm gonna hide in the stall. You go do this. Go.
Thank you.
Caroline, you in there? You okay?
David!
Oh. Oh my God!
Stalls used. Occupied. Occupied.
Caroline, I was worried. I got to be honest. I hadn't seen you since high school, and I thought that I would never see you again after that moment.
You were thinking about me? But when I saw you at Braxton's funeral, you barely even made eye contact.
You didn't realize that was when I first started seeing the doctor. I was legally blind for a whole year that year.
Oh, my God.
I started seeing the doctor. I started taking a supplement that I take when I eat raw potatoes. I eat a raw potato and a supplement every evening. A rare potato.
I didn't see you there.
You saw me, but I didn't see you. Now I truly see you, Caroline.
And I see you. And I want you. And I need you right here, right now.
Hi, American Express. Yes. Hi, I'd like to apply for a credit card.
Wait, is that the voice of my ex behind that stuff?
It's okay. We're best friends now.
Hi.
Hi.
It's nice to see you.
No, it's...
This is American Express. Hello?
It's really nice to see you.
No, do you need to deal with the credit card situation? I heard American...
You all can't be in the bathroom at the same time. This is a massive fire hazard.
I can't go in, Tiff, so you got to handle this.
There can be one person in the stall. There can be one person at the sink. But all five of you in here just hot boxing the place with sweat and stink.
Excuse me, I don't know who's the manager, who's the shift supervisor.
It's actually not me. I'm trying neither to work my way
are.
Up.
Well, we're neither of us. We're both servers.
If you could find the manager and tell him I'd like to buy this restaurant just for the night.
What?
I'd like to buy the restaurant for
the
night.
We're closing in an hour. I mean, do you want to do this another night?
Do you mean rent the restaurant?
I mean buy it for the night. Okay. To purchase it. Like, say a man was going to buy a $60,000 vehicle. But he actually was able to work down the price for $45,000. He actually buys it.
$45,000—that's pretty good.
I don't mean to interrupt, but this lady has what seems to be diarrhea running down her leg.
Oh, it's awful! Oh, so embarrassing.
Look, every one of you in this room have meant something special to me tonight, and that's why I want to buy the restaurant. And oh boy, I never thought I'd do this, Caroline.
What? Yes.
Your hair. Uh-huh. This is perfect. It was the last day I saw you.
Yeah. And you look younger and more defined.
It's who I am. Right here in front of God and everybody, I suppose.
God's here. I can feel him. He's here. Yeah.
Right, I know. Will you marry me, Caroline?
Yes! 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 To do this in front of you and in front of my new best friend. Come give me a hug.
I'm so happy.
Oh my God.
Great.
I'm going to need a card from you.
And I just scene one, everybody. I mean, why would we ruin that, Joey? It's a happy ending. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Scene two comes from listener Kristen Kelly, who wrote, "Many of the Alchemy This listeners have mentioned that when listening to the podcast in public, like during their daily commute or at their office job, they often start laughing like a crazy person, much to the confusion of their fellow commuters or coworkers. Can you do a scene from the point of view of these poor, confused outsiders? So we're doing the scene at the people who are watching the people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yes, I'm listening. Sorry.
Take your headphones off.
I did have headphones on, but more importantly, I'm reading a book.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And so you're not laughing at me?
No. Hold on.
You just started laughing when I sat down here.
No. Hold on. I'm reading a...
There's never been a fucking book that's made me laugh conveniently right when I sit down. What book is that?
It's a...
Give it to me. Give it to me. This isn't funny. None of these pages are funny.
I'm sorry. I lied to you.
Carol Ann, that's hilarious.
What? I don't feel comfortable sitting next to you on a bus. I'm going to sit somewhere else. Good day.
Stuart, I don't know what it is, but you do got that kind of face. I don't know what to tell you. People just laugh at your face. It's just one of these things.
I mean, is it? So,
I'm humorless. I want you to know right now. I am humorless. That's why we can have this conversation.
So I'm just trying to picture in my head a funny face because I've seen people with some faces that weren't, you know, symmetrical or like there's problems with them, but never something
that's
that
funny
I laugh
to you.
At. Usually it's some. I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so. And if there's anything wrong with my face, it's probably the fact that it's.
Well, you're laughing at it right now, thinking about it right now. So you see what I'm saying, sir.
Well, I feel like it's crazy for me to explain to you my face because you're looking at it, all right?
Yeah,
but exactly. I'm just saying, I don't think it's a funny thing. I think if anything, when I see somebody else's face that looks weird, I just look the other way or I look
Stuart,
at the ground. Or
why don't you do a little experiment? Why don't you just take public transportation all over the city and just kind of see what happens?
I'm sure my face is normal enough that I won't have problems.
Deborah, I understand. I will definitely get these reports in by end of day.
Mm-hmm. Thank
now, you're
you.
Probably wondering why I'm in such a good mood.
Yeah. You're usually crying a lot. And I'm happy that you're not.
Would it surprise would it surprise you to learn that I found something magical in my life? No, not religion. No, not a man. No, not SSRIs.
Desiree, I really have to get
I'm listening to a podcast.
Oh, okay,
great. Do you listen to podcasts?
I listen to one podcast.
You should listen to one more. You should listen to one more.
Okay, Desiree.
You know what?
Sure.
I'm gonna send you a link right now that you could listen to.
Okay.
Something that's about to change your life.
Yeah, the judge gave us a 15-minute recess, and it's been 14, so I got to get back in there.
But you're going to listen, right?
Sure. Yeah. Write it down.
I'm going to send you a link, and then you just hit it, and you can listen immediately.
That's even better. Thank you, Desiree.
It's not God. It's not a man.
The judge has requested that everyone bring in the balls that were handed out, as well as the two jump ropes. The two jump ropes that were handed out, please. Bring them inside.
Judge, I do have a...
Hello, this is Judge Jones speaking. Can the members of the courtroom hear me? Can everyone in the courtroom hear me as I speak right now?
Hear, hear.
No, sir, in the corner, did you hear me? You have your earphones in, and it seems like maybe you didn't hear me.
I'm sorry?
I said, could everybody in the court, please, sir, at least take out one of your earpieces.
Sir, take the headphones out, please.
Well, he just said one, so maybe I'll just stick with one in there and then one out. I'm sorry, Your Honor, you were saying?
I was saying that I was about to ask if everybody...
Hold on, I'm sorry. What are you, a bailiff, dude? I'll knock you out, dude.
Oh, boy. Here we are. Here we go.
No, I'll knock you out, dude. Tell me to take it. What's up, bailiff?
Did you not enjoy your recess? I had the balls out there for y'all and the jump ropes. Did you get your pudding? I put out a whole bowl of pudding.
Your Honor, I didn't get a snack, and I think that's why I'm upset.
Oh, my. May I suggest you get a snack before you come back in this courtroom? Bailiff, if you'd be so kind to escort him out to my car, here's the key. In the glove compartment, I have one of those refrigerated glove compartments. Mm. I have an uncovered bowl of tapioca pudding.
That sounds good.
With a little animal crackers in the side.
That sounds good. That sounds good. I'm sorry for acting up.
Judge Winston, I wanted to talk to you. Judge Winston.
Weasel of the West Side or something. Yeah.
He's gone mad. The judge has gone mad.
Who is he?
He's gone mad.
Who's going to keep order? Who's going to tell everybody they're guilty or not guilty?
Run around and tell everyone the judge has gone mad.
Wait.
Gather all the balls, all the jump ropes. Red Rover's going down and it's going to be harsh. I'm breaking wrists tonight.
You're going to break wrists?
Yeah.
All right, we got to lock down the entire court, okay? We got to make sure that everyone stays inside of their rooms. We got to make sure that they're occupied, okay? So, I mean, DVDs of Shawshank Redemption should be distributed to every single room, all right? And if that doesn't work, we got to find another 4.5 movie, and we just got to do it on repeat. These individuals, these jurors, lawyers, everyone's working here, all the federal employees, they need to be occupied. Their attention needs to be focused. We got a judge who's gone mad. Now, if anybody has any problems with this, you can just talk to me right now, or you can leave me a little voice message, and I want that to be written and dictated back to me by an individual that I have. Question.
I have several questions for you.
Okay, hold on. We need those questions to be written down, then dictated to me in a voicemail, all right?
Hold on. Yeah. I'm sorry. Please slow down. How do I need to get them to you?
You need to write those down, then an individual that has been designated by the court should dictate them in a voicemail sent to me, okay? Now, my office hours are only from 9 a.m. to about 9:15 a.m., all right? So you got about a 15-minute window, give or take, when I'm going to be there, all right? Now, every snack should...
Well, I'm glad you came to see me. Your face is a little odd, but I wouldn't say it's... I wouldn't say it's dangerous.
No, I didn't expect it to be dangerous, but is it...
No,
is it funny looking? Is it laughable?
Sure.
You're not laughing.
That's because I've done all my laughing this afternoon. I finish it up before the later shifts. Now, I'm going to write you a prescription. Okay. Now this. Do you have access to the internet?
Yeah, obviously. I have access to the internet on my phone. I have it in my house.
Oh, this is even better. Even better. You don't even need this prescription then.
Well, can I have it? I
mean, you'd want it just for fun? That's weird.
Well, no, I just don't know what it is. Like,
I'll just tell you. So pull your phone out.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Is that an Android?
Of course it's an Android. It's
Desiree, thank you for visiting me in the hospital. I got really fucked up when the judge went mad and then everyone was just going crazy.
So yeah.
Someone took a tetherball pole and was a strong man and was just swinging it around like a mace. And I broke 3 ribs.
You don't look good. I
fractured my wrist.
You don't look good.
But I feel amazing.
Shut up. You listened?
I listened.
Oh, my God.
I listened to that podcast.
Okay, can we just talk quickly? Who's your favorite? Go. 1, 2, 3.
Joey. Richard.
What?
Richard.
Oh, no. I don't think you listened to the right podcast.
Wait a second. It was like a murder mystery.
I'm sorry, but your time has ended for the internet. If you want to purchase more time... You're going to have to either buy a coffee or...
I don't drink coffee. I told you I don't drink coffee, okay?
Okay.
Can I just pay for the time on the computer?
You can, but we'd prefer if you bought a coffee.
Daryl, could you please just hurry this guy along? There's a line building up behind
him. Listen, okay. I don't want the line behind me. These are medical things that I'm looking at on the computer, okay? So just give me 5 minutes of privacy.
I can't block
all the angles.
Your time has expired. If you want more internet, you're going to have to buy a coffee.
It's just that if I get up to get the coffee, one of these assholes behind me is going to take my seat and then they're going to see all my medical records. Don't you see the problem?
Gary Anthony Williams.
Hey,
is that correct?
I'm Gary Anthony Williams. I'm an actor.
Okay, have a seat. Have a seat. Have a seat. Thank you for responding to the subpoena in a timely fashion.
Of course. I'm sorry, by the way. I have a hot stand-up set tonight, so I'm a little on right now. I hope that doesn't bug you.
I don't really understand what you're talking about. Now, listen, I will be recording this deposition, if that's okay with you.
Yeah. Speaking of deposition, I was dating this French girl, and she used the word deposition, right?
Gary, Mr. Gary Anthony Williams. Yeah. I have the numbers in front of me. Okay. Yeah. Listen, a lot of people have been, quote unquote, losing their minds, off their rockers, going berserkers. And these are all specific.
The podcast.
It's
the podcast.
It's you. It's you, sir. It's when you guest on a podcast, people lose their shit. Okay. I'm just going to say it. It's okay that it's recording. What do you have to say for yourself?
Not a lot, to be honest with you. I was going to break into some of my stand-up routine.
You're hurting people.
No, I know.
Oh, you know that?
Of course I know.
You sick mother...
Gary, baby, look, you're going to have to come up with a new set. I mean, everyone saw the deposition tape, but we just can't film it for your hour. I mean, that's just how it is.
So what do you mean? Just because they saw it, I can't reuse the stuff?
That's what I'm saying.
I can't reuse the stuff of that. That was gold that I gave in my deposition. I can't reuse
the
stuff.
Well, that gold has been melted down and it's been used to make some kind of horseshoe. All right? So you can't use it anymore. Do you catch what I'm saying?
I do. But you know how long it took me to get that that hot hour I had? You know how long it took me to build that?
I don't know, Gary. A couple
days. No time, brother. I got this. Don't worry about it.
Listen, baby, I know you're a junior agent, but I'm the top agent here, okay? We got to make some changes. Baby.
All right.
First of all, those shoes. Okay. No more laces. It's the year of the loafer. You understand, baby?
Slide them in.
All right. Slide them in. We got some here. Christina, can you bring in the loafers? All right. Couple other things. Okay. Hairdo. It's a dry look this year, baby. Dry look. You got to get rid of that pomade.
All right. No showering.
Brandon, here are the loafers.
Thank you.
But I just want to make it clear. This is my last loafer run.
No, Christina, don't say that. You're a star, baby. Tell them, baby.
Christina, when you go in there today, if these motherfuckers try to get you to deliver a shoe, you walk your ass out of there. You understand what I'm saying? I got your back, girl.
Thank you. You know what? You're right. I don't work at a fucking DSW. I don't work at a Foot Locker.
Baby, Christina, where's all this heat coming from? You been talking to that crazy janitor?
Crazy janitor? He's the love of my life.
Oh, back baby. Up. Baby, talk to her.
Is it me?
Yeah, you. Yeah. Come on.
Hey, Christina, how are you? My name's Earl.
I'm good, Earl. I'm good.
Christina, all right, Christina, look, all right. I understand what this is all about, Christina. You said you have ideas. You said you had projects you want to pitch. I told you I'd give you the time of day. I haven't done that yet. Now's your time. What are you watching? What are you listening to?
I'm listening to one podcast and one podcast only.
All right, I'm listening.
It's a murder mystery. It's about a man named Richard who goes missing and is found in a giant hole in Nevada. He looks 74, but he's actually 23. You'd think that the sun would have aged him, but actually, it was a weird liquid agent that he was made to drink by aliens when he was shot to the moon.
Earl, sit down. I noticed his feet look all swollen, buddy. What's
that? Yeah, my feet are all crunched up inside these tiny loafers. I don't know if my bones are broken, but I got all these tiny bones in my feet, and they're all...
That's why you're here, buddy. Sit down. Let me see. Let me take a look at those feet. Let's see if we can't get the loafers off. Hold on. Let me call... No. Hold on. Let me call Jackson to help. Hey, Earl, easy. Two words, easy. Let me call Jackson to help. Jackson, get in here.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Earl got
What's
his
going
foot.
On?
Earl's got his foot in a situation with some tiny loafers. He's afraid his bones are broken. I want to help him, but these shoes are stuck on his foot.
I got surgical scissors. We can cut those loafers right off.
I mean, the way my foot is arced right now, it's disgusting.
Yeah, no. It's okay. You just cut these away. Some of the skin. It was folded. The skin was folded in the loafer. It's bleeding.
Okay. Everybody, Earl.
I gotta make a deal.
Take
Hold a deep. I gotta
take,
call.
Earl,
I gotta
take
make a
shallow,
deal.
Take shallow breaths, sir. There you are.
Here you go. Should I try to cut the other loafer off, or should I stop?
Landon, I've been waiting for our meeting for over 5 minutes. You know, Julia Roberts doesn't like to wait. You know she doesn't like to wait.
Are you calling me by my first name now, Christina? Baby, I'm the top agent here.
Well, baby, I've got Julia Roberts in there waiting, and she's disturbed. She's hearing a bunch of people yelling in other rooms. It sounds like people are getting sawed in half, and she's freaking out. She's about to leave. You're about to leave your biggest client.
All right, baby. All right. Give her a message for me.
Okay.
I'm going to voice record it, and then you read it out loud to her, okay?
Okay,
movies
fine. I'll
are
dictate
dead.
It.
Movies are dead.
She can do TV. She Podcast, did that Amazon sorry. Show. She can do TV.
I didn't need you to dictate that. It was a voice memo. I could hear it.
Well,
and that's our second scene. Scene 3, everybody, is from Patreon VIP, Jesse Hahn, who wrote, "Hello, alchemists. I'd like to see a Zen temple dealing with their new neighbors and all the crazy characters an LA pot shop might be home to." Never stop. Yes. Point of clarification.
You don't know the answer. You didn't write this. Never mind.
Well, but I have read it a couple of times. And so what I'm deducing here is that there's a Zen temple next to an LA pot shop.
Thank
and they
got
to deal with the people there. Mm. Jesse Hahn ends this by saying, "Never stop alchemying."
Mm. Okay. So keep alchemying.
Could you close the window? Could you close the window
yeah,
while we
so fucking high, man.
I'll close
so
the window.
So fucking high, man.
Oh, the fucking window is closed.
Don't.
God, that's going through the window.
Don't you.
That's don't hey, man, just so fucking loud.
You gotta try the shatter,
find,
man.
Find your own.
Say what, brother?
Okay, it's just.
Try the shatter, man.
Shatter?
Huh?
Try? Want me to try it?
Huh?
Did you say you?
Excuse me. I'm sorry, you two. I don't know if you could step away from this window, but despite the fact, I guess it's because we have very thin walls. We are hearing your conversation inside of our meditations.
So he was trying to tell. I couldn't quite hear what. What he was saying?
It was something about shatter. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, man. Hey,
it's,
do you want to...
It's just that we're...
Do you want to try some shatter?
Will it get you guys to move to the other side of the building so that it's not right next to our window?
Sure.
Yeah, what... Yeah.
All right, does it need to be this butane lighter? What's going on here?
Yeah, man. Shit, man, you did the whole block, man.
What was I supposed to do?
Just to okay.
You guys, go to the other side of the building.
You're going to get so fucked up.
Now, Myrna, it seems to me that you were at a crossroads in your life.
Yeah.
I think finding this temple was the right road to follow.
I thought that too. And then Larry... threw up in my shoes. I had taken off my shoes to properly be one with the ground and feel grounded.
Thank you.
And Larry was coughing and retching. And
Myrna, may I grab your chin?
Yes.
Okay, look at me.
Okay.
I'm just going to blow in your face a little bit.
Whoa. I was not ready for that.
That's the spirit.
Thank you. That was a sensation I've never had. And I feel...
There's more of that, Myrna.
I feel reset. I feel...
That's the goal.
Guys, get in here.
No, I was just talking about things.
Don't mumble indiscriminately.
And then calf-length socks.
That's exactly what I expect to hear. Full partial sentences, mostly speaking of lower leg wear. I've been selling marijuana cigarettes for quite a while now.
Hell yeah.
People enjoy the smooth draw. Feel of elation they get from them.
Blow it in there.
The fellows next door at the Zen Temple sent a letter over earlier from some guy named Larry, and I'm going to read it out loud. It was written, not dictated. Dear owners of the marijuana shop, that's me, and then he follows with, as well as employees.
That's us.
That's all of us. That's each and every one of you.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure us.
We're going to have to ask you to either, and then he puts letters next. A. Cease and desist.
Okay.
B.
B.
Keep down the noise outside the window. Or C. Go to hell. Now, of course, I wanted to have a round table meeting on this to see which one you employees of the marijuana shop thought we should do.
I've never been to hell.
Yeah, I was just going to say intrigued. C. I'd say it's C.
Go to hell. Yes. All right. That's two for go to hell. All
right. Because that means we don't got to be quiet, right?
No, yeah. I think hell is a raucous and loud place. Okay. So that's two employees.
I feel like we can't really take Rocky's vote because I heard, and I'm just going to say it, dude, because we're having a round table. I heard that he let somebody smoke an entire box of shatter. And that's not safe.
Now we're bringing outside business into an inside meeting. Let's not do that right now, Laramie.
Okay.
Oh, that's three for go to hell. There's only one other employee. I really think that we've. You can go ahead and get your voice in if you would like to, Laramie's brother, whose name I never cared to learn. You can get your vote in if you would like. Other than that, I'm...
It's Jeremy. His name's Jeremy.
Mm-hmm. Gather around, Zen Temple employees. Please gather around. Okay. Let's reframe. Maybe no ohms.
It's a compression sleeve. It's a compression sleeve for your arm.
Please.
And then there's also a compression of the glove.
Thank you for not speaking indiscriminately. Thank you for the full thought-out conversations. Well, my brothers and sisters, we have received a letter. No, don't get too excited. It's not from Tibet. We have not been called up to the highest Zen temples just yet. It's from our neighbors next door.
At the marijuana dispensary. What do they have to say that could interest us?
Hey, are you all right, man?
Huh?
Larry looks distraught.
Are you okay?
I went over there to deliver our letter.
Okay.
And then I got edibles. And I feel like I'm detached from my body.
I feel like another level of meditation.
Oh, wait, well, hold on. We got to be very specific here. Larry, are you sure you ate edibles? Or did you use a butane lighter to smoke an entire box of shatter?
That was what I did first. I used that first. And then I was like, I don't want to put dangerous chemicals into my lungs. So I got edibles. And now I don't know if I'm alive or if I'm dead or if I'm here.
Well, maybe you should be the one to answer their question. They wrote one question.
Yes.
Would you like to meet us in hell?
Oh my.
Well, I'm looking. I can't see it. Look, the weed place is supposed to be next to a Zen temple or something. So just keep your eyes open. I just don't know why it's not popping up.
You said you've been here several times.
Yes, I have, but I was.
Then why are you using words like supposed to be next to a Zen temple?
Know, man.
Was it there?
I think it was. I was a little ripped out of my
ass.
Can't
we just go camping and not get high? Can't we just go camping?
You go to the woods to get high. That's why you go to the woods.
Relax and enjoy nature. Look, with my two best friends.
Fair. But we can do both Sicily. We can do both.
Yeah, if we knew where the fucking dispensary was.
And that's where his problem is, that, right?
Oh my God.
Where so is
just,
it?
Just use,
that's what I'm saying.
I can't pull up Waze. I'm driving right now. This is a $60,000 RV. I'm not going to take my eyes off the goddamn road, okay?
Hold on.
So can somebody please...
I'll use Siri. Would you... Seriously?
I'm not going to use Siri. I have an Android. Yes.
Oh, God.
I broke through the Android.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Siri. Hi, it's me. Hi.
You don't got to say your name. It's a robot. They don't know you, man. Just talk to Siri. They don't... It's not a conversation.
Yes?
Just say whatever you... Oh, my
God. She's really responsive. This is way different than my phone.
Hi, it's us. I'm not going to use the name. I'll use our pronoun. It's
I know
us.
Who you are. Yeah.
Hi. We are about to go camping, so that's going to be fun.
I heard.
Sicily is excited. She really wants to go relax. I'm excited. But we're looking for the marijuana place that's supposedly around here next
to
the
Zen.
Well,
I'm not going to tell you exactly that because I agree with Sicily. I think sometimes people confuse relaxation time with party time, and those are two different things. And if you smoke too much weed or the edible hits you wrong, nothing relaxing about that. Sicily, you go, girl.
Wait. She's been listening to us this whole time.
Did you have more to say? Yeah. What's up?
Can't we do both?
If you're like me, no. Because last time I took a little, while I was just trying to relax, I started
thinking
crazy.
What the hell is this robot? What are you talking? This thing smoked weed? What is going on? What the hell is that?
You've now arrived at your destination.
Oh, great. Wow. I missed it. I got to turn around. God damn it.
I don't.
There it is. You saw.
Okay, Larry, you seem to be on another level. We will listen to you, everyone. Myrna, your shoes need to be off still, though.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's weird that
I wanted
sensation...
to apologize for throwing up into your shoes the other day. It'll never happen again.
He's following ghost, you now.
He's ghost white. I mean, I think we should make him throw up again or something.
Don't make him throw up again.
He's got to get it out of his system, though, right? He needs it out of his system,
Wait a second. Am I going to die if I don't get out of my system?
Larry, just give us 1 second. Will you do some quiet ohms to the side while I have a quick conversation here?
Am I going to die?
I don't know. Now, what if we go next door? They're the experts in this situation.
Okay,
let me just look at the antidote.
They have an antidote. Guys, have you looked next door? There's nothing next door right now.
But what do you mean?
What does that mean?
There's a void. There's some people sitting in a car yelling at each other.
Okay.
A very handsome black guy and some average-looking whites yelling at each other.
Uh-huh.
And nothing is there. This is a big empty...
Move over. Let me see.
Narrow window there.
Let me just see. Oh, my God. That black man is unusually attractive.
He's very handsome.
But there's nothing else there.
Are they going to make me meet them in hell?
Let me just check. Let me go outside. I'll talk.
Okay, go talk.
Whoa! Oh my gosh!
I hate to describe what we just saw, but he just...
Sucked into a void. He just got sucked into a void.
I didn't want to describe it, but he was sucked into a void.
Maybe this is it. Maybe this is the moment. Maybe this is enlightenment. Maybe we've discovered enlightenment.
We have finally reached Shavasana.
I don't know how you have done that, though, Myrna. You're kind of newer here, and it seems like you weren't even like there on the level just yet. Why don't you step outside and see if you go into the enlightenment void?
Okay. But we don't really know what this void is. I mean, it could be the highest.
Can I touch your chin?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He's throwing up in my shoes. Oh, my God.
My ribs are on the outside of my body.
Can somebody say something to make him calm so he can tell us what happened?
Touch his face.
Larry, I saw what's going to happen to you. Your skin's going to fall off.
You have arrived at your destination. You have arrived at your destination.
I know.
You have arrived at your
destination.
Okay.
It's supposed to turn off when we're here. Siri, stop. Oh, God damn it.
Thank you, Siri.
Fine. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I have heard nothing from my modeling agent. Nothing yet.
Mm. What do you mean? I mean,
well, we were going
on
this camping
agent.
Trip to like distract you.
Yeah, but then
you're
I couldn't get
high. You're
not
going to find anything out until Monday.
Guys, so I'm the kind of guy who could sit around talking about modeling agents all weekend, and I love it. But look around. Look around.
Wait, where are
we? Siri said we'd reached our destination. Look around.
Any weed. I don't even see buildings. Well, except for this temple. Oh, my God.
Is that Siri?
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 Welcome.
Oh, grab his chin and blow on his face. Like blow on his face. Grab his chin.
No, it's fake. It's fake. The blowing stuff has been fake this whole time. I'm sorry, Myrna. I used that to touch you because I just want to touch your face.
I'm still
going
to try it. Fake or not, it seems like the last resort.
Okay,
chin and hand.
I'm not touching his face until I'm bloody.
Oh, my eyeballs are melting.
It was fake. It was fake.
It's bad.
Okay.
It was fake. Okay, it was fake. Now it.
So hell's definitely a bit of a ride, I'd say.
Yeah. Well, we tried it. We took the vote. We all decided we go to hell, and it is really, it's really something.
It's really something different, you know.
They have rocks here too.
Maybe this is just like the sticky icky talking. But what if what we've been searching for this whole time has been inside of us all along?
Please elaborate, won't you?
That's like all I have.
Well, that was enough as far as I'm concerned. Okay.
Maybe it's just that sweet, sweet Ganji talking, but I feel like what we were searching for, well, all we have to do is look into ourselves.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Hold on a second. Maybe.
Take your time. No one's going to rush you.
Maybe it's all the weed. But I was thinking that maybe the only thing that we.
Take your time. There's literally no limit. Yes.
Mad Max Fury Road. That scene when they go into that thunderstorm thing.
The desert.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. And now it's just like, what if we've already been there? Like, what if that's already happened in time?
So it's already. Guys, I think I know what you're saying. Maybe the thing that we've been. And this could just be the Purple Urkel speaking.
Oh.
Right? Am I correct in that or no?
Yeah. And that maybe it could be, yeah.
It could be. What if the treasure that we're seeking is the present that we have in front of us currently?
Whoa.
Have arrived at your destination.
Whoa. We're at Six Flags.
Huh. And that's scene three, everybody. That's our third scene. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think we really arrived somewhere together as a unit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. No? Okay. Joey, any? Because this is my first time hosting. And so if you could like be there for me. All right, then. Well, why don't we just take a moment and thank all of our alchemists. Let's start with you, Mr. Gary Anthony Williams. Thank you for being here. Where can we find you? What is going on?
You can find me at Gary Anthony Williams on Instagram. I have a new cartoon I'm in starting very soon called Harper House.
Woo!
And during this podcast, I just realized, you know how you can put a pen on your lip?
Yeah.
And balance it with your lip?
Yeah.
Since I have a mustache now, which I never had until fairly recently, I can no longer do that.
I'm sorry about that.
Mm. Wait, you learned that during the recording of this podcast?
I was doing it, tried it early on, and I realized I can't hold it up there because I was just looking for something to do.
Yeah.
And I realized I couldn't hold it up there anymore.
Huh.
Seriously.
Harper House, though, you say?
Yeah. But more importantly, I can't do balance the pen.
I think your new animated series is
doubt important. It. Doubt
okay,
that.
Cool. Jackie DeRuthi, where can you be found? Where do you want people to find you on the internet? Thank you for being here as well.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me. What a blast. I'm at Jackie DeRuthi on the socials, and I'm more active on Instagram than anything else. That's cool. That's what's up.
Yeah, let's take a second. So you're one of the people that love to share on Instagram. If you see a good time, you want others to have a good time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to shout out some of my favorite people?
Give it to us. We got time. We're ending. Yes.
Okay, guys. Eric Thurston. And I believe that his thing is at Eric is Thurston. He's a magician. He's a friend. He's a comedian. Oh. And he's a legitimately very good magician, but he's also super funny. I share a lot of his stuff. And he's who I'd like to give a special shout out to today.
And you just did. See?
Uh-huh. Thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Because that's her thing. She like pays it forward. You know what I mean? Wow. She's not all like animated series. You know, she's like,
right.
Like
right,
who are the people that are important outside of herself? And
that, we did an episode on my new animated series about magic.
James Heaney, dude, I hope I did okay hosting for the first time.
You did amazing. I was really impressed. I couldn't have pictured it going better any other way with you running it. But I did want to say, while I can't balance a pen or anything,
Oh no!
But ever since I got my vaccine, metal sticks to my skin.
Come on!
You were gonna get our episode flagged because of that.
James.
Like,
wait, just hold on, wait for it. Have you guys seen that video? I'm sorry, is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Yeah,
she says, she goes, "I just found this out at lunch." That's what she says. That's how she starts that off.
I don't know if I've ever laughed harder. What's my favorite? She starts pressing things on her face. Oh God,
Joey,
this isn't even a metal key.
Joey Greer, where can people find you on the internet if they want to find you?
The answer is I'm going to find them. That's how it works. But you can check out Alchemy This on Instagram.
Do you run that? Yeah. Who runs that?
We all run it.
Oh, okay.
Who runs the world? We all do.
We all, the alchemists. We all call the alchemists.
And also check out Alchemy This pod, I believe, on Reddit. Mm-hmm. And
all right, and also let's thank our engineer and producer, Mr. Doug Bain, and the fine folks at iHeartMedia. That's right. And please write to us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. And until next time, everybody,
Alchemy This.